Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton blasted opponent Donald Trump's tax and trade proposals as she laid out her own economic plan Thursday. Clinton spoke at an automotive and defense industry factory near the Midwestern city of Detroit, Michigan. Trump had outlined his economic policies earlier on Monday during a speech in Detroit. He also criticized Clinton's economic plan. Trump said Clinton would raise taxes and continue heavy government regulation on businesses. In her speech, Clinton said Trump only spoke of failure, poverty, and crime when he brought up economic conditions in the state. She also condemned his remarks that America is becoming a third-world country.
But clearly, he doesn't know the people of Michigan. He doesn't see the businesses and the labor unions, the local governments, the clergy coming together every single day to make things better.
She said Trump has offered no credible plans to address the problems faced by American working families.
He wants America to work for him and his friends at the expense of everyone else.
She said Trump has ignored many issues that have been a focus of her campaign. These include proposals to help students refinance debt, reduce prescription drug costs, promote clean energy, and fight poverty and racism in communities of color. Clinton said Trump only offers a more extreme version of the failed theory of trickle-down economics, with his own addition of outlandish Trumpian ideas that even Republicans reject. The Democratic candidate addressed some of Trump's main campaign issues, including his opposition to international trade agreements. Clinton said she agrees that past administrations sometimes portrayed trade deals as being better than they turned out to be. Some led to factory closures and job losses, she said.
It is also true that China and other countries have gamed the system for too long.
She said cutting the U.S. off from the rest of the world, which she said Trump proposed, would not solve the problems. Clinton added, "The answer is to finally make trade work for us, not against us." She pledged to stop any trade deal that kills jobs or holds down wages, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Officials from 12 countries negotiated the TPP, which is favored by U.S. President Barack Obama. Those countries control 40% of the world economy.
I oppose it now, I'll oppose it after the election, and I'll oppose it as president.
She said Trump's tax plan for individuals and corporations would only help the wealthiest Americans, including his own family.
The tax cuts he doubled down on in his speech in Detroit on Monday offer trillions to the richest Americans and corporations.
She said under Trump's proposed tax plan, the billionaire candidate would pay a lower rate than millions of middle-class families. Clinton also said Trump's plan to get rid of the estate tax could make his family $4 billion richer.
Just think of what we could do with those $4 billion.
She suggested the money could buy 47,000 veterans a four-year college degree or provide a year's worth of health care to nearly 3 million children. She said it should no longer be the case that a 4-year college degree should be the only career path for young Americans. She proposed stronger union training programs and new tax credits to provide paid apprenticeships to teach trade skills. The candidate repeated her pledge that if elected, she would work to complete the biggest investment in new good-paying jobs since World War II. Clinton campaign aides said Thursday's speech was not intended to introduce new economic policies. It was given to counter Trump's economic plan, which he had not yet discussed in detail. I'm Brian Lynn.